I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Can I add that reel to my story, Mel?
All right. People always ask me, Austin, why are you never, ever serious? Like, ever, when it comes to anything. Even, like, you know, like when deaths happen, I, like, am the first one to try and crack jokes and to bring levity to the situation. And people are like, why can you never be serious? In fact, my own co-host has once asked me that. Why can you never be serious? And I think today is a prime example as to why I am literally never, ever serious.
Look, I want to clarify something, because technically what you're saying is not factual, because I asked you, why do you never want to be serious? And your response to me was, I don't like always being serious. In addition to that, I don't like small talk. You're not a big fan of, like, going into real talk. You like to play. You like to have fun. You like to have a good time.
Look, so life, when life you are is too serious, short. Life is too short to be serious.
Right. Exactly. That's exactly how you are. Those are the things you exactly say. So when you come out of what you normally do and you appear as a different human being, it throws you off a little bit.
Okay. Well, it throws you off. Clearly, it didn't throw you guys too far off. Because today, you know, I was just... Sometimes I do get in my feels. Sometimes I get very... I would say that the feeling I feel most outside of goofy and ridiculous and just looking to make people laugh, the next closest feeling, which is even far off from that, but if I do feel another feeling, a lot of times it's gratitude. I'm appreciative of friends and loved ones and, you know, like where I'm at in life. And I'm just appreciative. I try to find the things to be grateful for, even when things are going bad.
Kyle, this is the very first podcast where Austin has ever been
okay
serious.
Let me get through this before you guys. And this, okay,
I'll let you get through it.
This is exactly why. Okay, so a gratefulness, and then sometimes, like, it's I do have. It may not come across like this because I do hate small talk at, like, you know, the haircut or in the elevator or just with anyone. But I do. I do care about other people, and I do want other people to be happy, which is one of the reasons why I'm always joking all the time, because I want people to laugh. I want people to smile and to, you know, have their day turned around, mm-hmm. even if they're going through something dark. So sometimes I get in those two feels, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I could probably count on one hand the number of times I have gotten in those feels over the past year. Or at least publicly, okay? I do a lot privately, but publicly, only two times have I busted out of that shell to feel those two feelings.
Mm, okay.
One of which was this morning. To the point where I said, you know what? I want to inspire someone today, or at least try to. So I posted to my Instagram stories. I hate you so much. I hate you so much. I posted... Now I can't even say this with a straight face. I posted to my Instagram stories the phrase, you matter to someone. I put a nice little thought. I thought, you know, look, that's something... Like, it's an affirmation to wake up to. Because I posted it first thing in this morning. Before Melissa even got into work, I threw it up on my Instagram stories. We get about halfway into the show before my producer Kyle comes in and he goes, Melissa, I'm going to show you an Instagram story and I want you to guess who posted it. It's someone we all know. I'm going to hide the name up here. I want you to tell me who posted this Instagram story. So he shows Melissa. Melissa guesses. It was incorrect. because Kyle then revealed it was Austin that posted this Instagram story. And since that moment, about halfway into the show, we are now after the show, hence the name, the show after the show, Melissa and Kyle have been relentlessly ripping me a new one. So even though my message to others was you matter to someone, it's very clear that I don't matter to them.
Get out of here. It's actually quite the opposite. Because we love you so much, we have to tease you, which in turn works because you also do the same thing to both of us.
All right, let me take it back to last summer. I was sitting at home one night. I was going through old videos, going through old memories, and I was like, man, it's been a great year. And I'm so grateful for where I'm at, and I've got a beautiful family, and they're all healthy, and things are just going well right now. And I was very happy. So I put together some of those video clips into a reel, and I put a nice little song. And the lyrics of the song say, thank you for the happiest year of my life. And I thought it was, I go, this is really
even
nice.
You're singing it. Come on. We're not going to make fun of that. Come on.
Let me get through this.
You're okay.
Let me get through this. So I post that reel. And right away, get messages from followers and from friends and from family being like, this was so sweet. The comments all like really nice and like really like, oh, it was so beautiful. You are so great. Yeah. Like, this was so cool to watch. However, there were two people that made fun of me for this. And I'll give you a million guesses as to who those two people were, even though you'll probably only need two guesses. Because they're sitting across from me in this podcast studio right now. Melissa McGurran and Kyle Milnemo.
Well, I mean, it's just out of character, that's all. Doesn't mean we don't love you.
The whole rest of the next day, they were like, geez, Austin, did you die? Are you wanting us to play this video at your funeral?
Well, it did initially, that video. If you kept watching it, you started to get it. But like right out of the gate, it's like, oh my God, something happened to somebody. Austin's, what's going on?
Austin's dead. Austin's never coming back. Austin's taking a new job somewhere,
Austin
was rumored.
Some devastating news.
I wish I was taking a new job somewhere, honestly. I wish I was moving and taking a new job somewhere just to get the hell out of here.
Melissa has posted something on her Instagram account. I've posted something on my Instagram account. We just find those words
son of a bitch
so beautiful. That like
I hate you so much.
Not only did
I hate you both so much. Now, damn it, Kyle.
Look, man.
I hate you both. So in that time, right before we started podcasting, Melissa posted a reel to her Instagram account quoting me saying, you matter to someone - Austin Hoff. To which they both got a huge laugh out of it. That's what we were laughing about when we started recording, that you heard us laughing. Now, if you can hear the giggles from my Disney-fied producer over there.
Disney-fied.
You've got Kyle Milnemo giggling like a little schoolgirl because he just did the exact same thing. Posted a reel to his Instagram.
Man, we have different reach.
You
matter. We don't know who's going to not see it.
Son of a bitch.
I couldn't post it on my stories for whatever reason. I figured I'd make my own tag Melissa. She could share it as well.
Which I already did.
When I die, you guys are going to put that damn quote on my tombstone.
Yeah, 100%.
I see t-shirts coming.
I know, yeah.
No.
Let's trademark it. No. Let's trademark you matter to someone.
I'm going to murder both of you before that. I'm going to murder both of you before that, so then I make sure to outlive both of you.
Hey, man, you matter to someone. Calm down.
You matter to no one. Neither of you matter to anyone. So when I posted that, I meant that to go to my private friend's account, to not you two.
Oh my God.
Is
Look, man,
this is why I'm never serious.
Yes.
People are like, well, why are you never serious? This is why. Because when I actually do step out of my comfort zone and try to be serious, I get these two douchebags trying to tell me what I, making fun of me and laughing at me at every turn.
Look, it is just out of your character.
It is.
It's just out of character. So I'm the one, I'm the serious one on this show. Yeah. I'm the one that's like very serious. I like to have a good time and have fun and laugh and stuff. But I'm the one that is serious here, clearly, out of the three of us. So, yes, it is out of character for you to do something like that. When you do it, it may it may throw us off just a little bit, but it doesn't mean that we don't like it and we don't love you. It's just like out of character.
Okay, and but you guys are 0-2 now. The two times over the last year that I've publicly been serious, you two are the only two people in my life. Not even my wife makes fun of me. Oh. My wife makes fun of me for all the a ton of things. But she doesn't even say anything. And it's just you two pinheads. What? What? Did you post something else?
No.
Kyle, what? I swear.
I didn't post anything.
You're giving me a look.
He's letting you go on your rant. Gosh. Get it off your
chest. Yeah, like I'm trying to, like, dude, you matter you matter to someone. So Melissa, I want you to tell that someone who's probably listening.
Melissa, you have such a large following. Like, we do not need to be posting this.
Out of context, Melissa.
Like, posting. Kyle doing it, it's like, okay, it's 300 people in Elgin. All right. But you...
Oh, I'm sorry, my reach doesn't reach as many as you have, bud. The thousands of people out there who are like, oh, man, I'm on my train to work. How can today get better? What did he say?
Look, you
I matter to someone?
Jeez, Mel. You put it on your stories, too?
Yeah.
Look, man. You know how, like, so many homes around the area have that sign that just says, like, a long quote, and then it's attributed to Abraham Lincoln? My mom has it. Have you guys ever seen this?
I don't know if I've seen it.
It is my favorite. I make fun of my mom for it, which is kind of rude, because, like, my mom just liked to sign it.
Oh, wait, hold on. You make fun of your own mother for being serious?
Yeah.
Shocker. Wow. Could have fooled me.
Oh, my God.
That seems out of character. Speaking of being out of character.
Look, man, I know you're mad that we rightfully so made fun of you.
Rightfully so. I was telling people that, hey, you matter to someone, trying to uplift someone's spirits, because hopefully, and look, I'm not naive, okay? It probably affected nobody's day. It probably changed nobody.
It made my day so much better.
It absolutely made my day. This is amazing.
The message wasn't for you. No, you don't matter to anyone.
Hey, you know what? Because of you, because of you, I feel inspiration that I just want to say, Kyle.
Oh,
Kyle, you matter to me.
My wife just texted. Did you text my wife and tell her to make fun of me?
I don't have your wife's number.
Did you DM her? Kyle, come on.
What did she say?
My wife just texted me and said, you matter to someone. I hate you both. I hate you guys so much.
I'm so happy right now.
Oh, my God.
You know the joy you got from pranking me? This is 10 times better.
Oh, you guys matter to no one. You know what? I hope you. We put you two 6 feet under, and your tombstones, I'm going to put you matter to no one.
Get that trademark too. We'll do a bundle package with you matter with someone. I'm going to make a Target size sign that says you matter to someone, Austin Huff. See how much that flies off the shelves.
I hate you guys.
In fact, if you're listening to our podcast,
no,
please. Go to your Instagram.
No!
And feel free to just post you matter to someone and tag at US99 Mornings at Austin Huff. You are also welcome to tag us on Twitter at US99 Mornings.
If you do that, won't matter to anyone. You won't matter to me anymore. That's for sure.
Look, just spread the kind word.
I hate you guys so much. I can't believe you got my wife involved.
First of all... Me and Mare are now best friends because all I said was...
She doesn't even listen to this podcast.
Can you text your husband and say you matter to someone without any context? And naturally, I was expecting her to be like, okay, but why or anything. She just goes, yes. Now, question mark. I just said yes. Oh, Mare's the best, dude.
You guys are the worst, so how would you know what the best is?
So when's the next time you're going to give us an inspirational message?
Never again. I am never once being serious the rest of my life.
What if, like, I'm having a down Thursday?
Then good.
I don't know. It's a little cold.
I'm going to pile on top of it and make
it
even worse.
It was like 70 degrees earlier in the week. You want it to be 7 degrees again. It's just not. It's just,
you know what I need right now? What's, I need an inspirational message.
I hate both of you guys.
Hey, calm it down over there, Abraham Lincoln. I got the words for her. Hey, Mel?
Yeah.
You?
Yeah.
Matter?
Yeah.
Shut up.
To?
Shut up.
Someone.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Kyle. No,
you don't matter to anyone,
Mel.
Mel, you're going to die alone, and Kyle,
I really
so
needed
will you.
That.
I know. Is there anything you want to say to me? Like, I'm having kind of a weird day. It's been a weird week. I've had some dental issues.
Oh,
I just need some
Kyle. Hey, Kyle.
Yeah, Mel?
You?
Yeah?
Matter?
What?
To someone.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. You matter.
I didn't think I'd ever cry on this podcast.
I want you guys to cry.
I just don't know what I'm gonna do in 24 hours when that message is gone off Instagram, you know?
Just check your IG reels, you idiots.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. That's why we do it. It's
eternal. We can go right back to it again.
Whenever I'm having a down day.
Right.
But, like, what if, like, hypothetically, somebody was watching old videos, got a little emotional, and then posted, I don't know, like, a whole reel of it that made it look like he passed away?
I know. I mean, it was a little dark.
It wasn't dark. It was very uplifting, a little dark,
to be honest with you.
No, the best part about it was the week you were moving. So it just, either you were dying, you were leaving Chicago, there was something going on, and you were like, no, I just really like this video. Okay.
OMG, I'm not crying, you're crying.
Is this on Mel's?
Someone said, grateful is good for your soul. Heart emoji. You da man.
You
love
da man.
This. Great video.
Oh.
Out of context, it is so funny. No one's going
to... Promoted on @bright.chicago. Those were the comments that I got on that video.
Aww, that's nice.
Congrats, man.
That's really nice. That's
and awesome. You two are the only idiots that gave me a hard time for that video. The only ones. Hate you both.
Hey, man, you matter to someone, though.
Okay.
Clearly God in those comments.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Can I add that reel to my story, Mel?
Gosh, I hate you guys so much. All right. People always ask me, Austin, why are you never, ever serious? Like, ever, when it comes to anything. Even, like, you know, like when deaths happen, I, like, am the first one to try and crack jokes and to bring levity to the situation. And people are like, why can you never be serious? In fact, my own co-host has once asked me that. Why can you never be serious? And I think today is a prime example as to why I am literally never, ever serious.
Look, I want to clarify something because technically what you're saying is not factual because I asked you, why do you never want to be serious? And your response to me was, I don't like always being serious. In addition to that, I don't like small talk. You're not a big fan of like going into real talk. You like to play. You like to have fun. You like to have a good time.
Look, so life is too short to be serious.
Right. Exactly. That's exactly how you are. Those are the things you exactly say. So when you come out of what you normally do and you appear as a different human being, It throws you off a little bit.
Okay. Well, it throws you off. Clearly, it didn't throw you guys too far off. Because today, you know, I was just, sometimes I do get in my feels. Sometimes I get very, I would say that the feeling I feel most outside of goofy and ridiculous and just looking to make people laugh, the next closest feeling, which is even far off from that, but if I do feel another feeling, a lot of times it's gratitude. I'm appreciative of friends and loved ones and, you know, like where I'm at in life. And I'm just appreciative. I try to find the things to be grateful for, even when things are going bad.
Kyle, this is the very first podcast where Austin has ever been.
Okay.
Serious.
Let me get through this before you guys. And this. Okay.
I'll let you get through it.
This is exactly why. Okay. So a gratefulness, and then sometimes like it's I do have. It may not come across like this because I do hate small talk at, like, you know, the haircut or in the elevator or just with anyone, but I do. I do care about other people, and I do want other people to be happy, which is one of the reasons why I'm always joking all the time, because I want people to laugh. I want people to smile and to, you know, have their day turn around, even if they're going through something dark. So sometimes I get in those two feels, okay? And honestly, I could probably count on one hand the number of times I have gotten in those feels over the past year. Or at least publicly, okay? I do a lot privately, but publicly, the only two times have I busted out of that shell to feel those two feelings.
Okay.
One of which was this morning. To the point where I said, you know what? I want to inspire someone today, or at least try to. So I posted to my Instagram stories. I hate you so much. I hate you so much. I posted. Now I can't even say this with a straight face. I posted to my Instagram stories the phrase, "You matter to someone." I put a nice little thought. I thought, you know, look, that's something like it's an affirmation to wake up to, because I posted it first thing in this morning before Melissa even got into work. I threw it up on my Instagram stories. We get about halfway into the show before my producer Kyle comes in and he goes, "Melissa, I'm going to show you an Instagram story and I want you to guess who posted it. It's someone we all know. I'm going to hide the name up here. I want you to tell me who posted this Instagram story." So he shows Melissa. Melissa guesses. It was incorrect. Because Kyle then revealed it was Austin that posted this Instagram story. And since that moment, about halfway into the show, we are now after the show, hence the name, the show after the show, Melissa and Kyle have been relentlessly ripping me a new one. So even though my message to others was "you matter to someone," it's very clear that I don't matter to them.
Get out of here. It's actually quite the opposite. Because we love you so much, we have to tease you, which in turn works because you also do the same thing to both of us.
All right, let me take it back to last summer. I was sitting at home one night. And I was going through old videos, going through old memories. And I was like, man, it's been a great year. And I'm so grateful for where I'm at. And I've got a beautiful family and they're all healthy. And things are just going well right now. And I was very happy. So I put together some of those video clips into a reel. And I put a nice little song. And the lyrics of the song say, "Thank you for the happiest year of my life." And I thought it was, I thought, this is really
even
nice.
You're singing it. Come on. We're not going to make fun of that. Come on.
Let me get through this.
You're okay.
Let me get through this. So I post that reel. And right away, get messages from followers and from friends and from family being like, this was so sweet. The comments all like really nice and like really like Oh, it was so beautiful. You are so great. Yeah. Like, this was so cool to watch. However, there were two people that made fun of me for this. And I'll give you a million guesses as to who those two people were, even though you'll probably only need two guesses. Because they're sitting across from me in this podcast studio right now. Melissa McGurran and Kyle Milnemo.
Well, I mean, it's just out of character, that's all. Doesn't mean we don't love you.
The whole rest of the next day, they were like, geez, Austin, did you die? Are you wanting us to play this video at your funeral?
Well, it did initially, that video. If you kept watching it, you started to get it. But like right out of the gate, it's like, oh my God, something happened to somebody. Austin's, what's going on?
Austin's dead. Austin's never coming back. Austin's taking a new job somewhere,
Austin
was rumored.
Got some devastating news.
I wish I was taking a new job somewhere, honestly. I wish I was moving and taking a new job somewhere just to get the hell out of here.
Melissa has posted something on her Instagram account. I've posted something on my Instagram account. We just find those words
son of a bitch.
So beautiful. That, like,
I hate you so much.
Not only did I hate you both so much.
Now, damn it, Kyle.
Look, man.
I hate you both. So in that time, right before we started podcasting, Melissa posted a reel to her Instagram account quoting me saying, "You matter to someone - Austin Huff." To which they both got a huge laugh out of it. That's what we were laughing about when we started recording, that you heard us laughing. Now, if you can hear the giggles from my Disney-fied producer over there.
Disney-fied.
You've got Kyle Milnemo giggling like a little schoolgirl because he just did the exact same thing. Posted a reel to his Instagram.
Man, we have different reach.
We don't know who's
going to not see it.
Son of a bitch.
I couldn't post it on my stories for whatever reason. I figured I'd make my own, tag Melissa. She could share it as well.
Which I already did.
When I die, you guys are going to put that damn quote on my tombstone.
Yeah, 100%.
I see t-shirts coming.
I know, yeah.
No.
You know, wait, let's trademark it. No. Let's trademark "You matter to someone."
I'm going to murder both of you before that. I'm going to murder both of you before that, so then I make sure to outlive both of you.
Hey, man, you matter to someone. Calm down.
You matter to no one. Neither of you matter to anyone. So when I posted that, I meant that to go to my private friend's account, to not you two.
Oh my God. Look, man.
This is why I'm never serious.
Yes.
People are like, well, why are you never serious? This is why. Because when I actually do step out of my comfort zone and try to be serious, I get these two douchebags trying to tell me making fun of me and laughing at me at every turn.
Look, it is just out of your character.
It is.
It's just out of character. So I'm the serious one on this show. Yeah. I'm the one that's like very serious. I like to have a good time and have fun and laugh and stuff. But I'm the one that is serious here, clearly, out of the three of us. So, yes, it is out of character for you to do something like that. When you do it, it may throw us off just a little bit, but it doesn't mean that we don't like it and we don't love you. It's just like out of character.
Okay, and but you guys are 0 for 2 now. The two times over the last year that I've publicly been serious, you two are the only two people in my life. Not even my wife makes fun of me. Oh. My wife makes fun of me for all the like a ton of things, but she doesn't even say anything. And it's just you two pinheads. What? What? Did you post something else?
No,
Kyle. I swear,
I didn't post anything.
You're giving me a look,
dude.
He's letting you go on your rant. Gosh. Get it off your chest.
Yeah, like I'm trying to, like, dude, you matter like, to you matter to someone. So Melissa, I want you to tell that someone who's probably listening.
Melissa, you have such a large following. Like, that's, we do not need to be posting this.
Out of context, Melissa.
Like, posting. Kyle doing it, it's like, okay, it's 300 people in Elgin. All right. But you...
Oh, I'm sorry my reach doesn't reach as many as you have, bud. The thousands of people out there who are like, oh, man, I'm on my train to work. How can today get better? What did he say?
Look, you
I matter to someone?
Jeez, Mel. You put it on your stories, too?
Yeah.
Look, man. You know how, like, so many homes around the area have that sign that just says, like, a long quote, and then it's attributed to Abraham Lincoln? My mom has it. Have you guys ever seen this?
I don't know if I've seen it.
It is my favorite. I make fun of my mom for it, which is kind of rude because, like, my mom just liked to sign it.
Oh, wait. Hold on. You make fun of your own mother for being serious?
Yeah.
Shocker. Wow. Could have fooled me.
Oh, my God.
That seems out of character. Speaking of being out of character.
I just... Look, man, I know you're mad that we rightfully so made fun of you.
Rightfully so. I was telling people that, hey, you matter to someone, trying to uplift someone's spirits because hopefully, and look, I'm not naive, okay? It probably affected nobody's day. It probably changed nobody.
It made my day so much better.
It absolutely made my day. This is amazing.
The message wasn't for you. No, you don't matter to anyone.
Hey, you know what? Because of you, because of you, I feel inspiration that I just want to say, Kyle, you matter to me.
My wife just texted me. Did you text my wife and tell her to make fun of me?
I don't have your wife's number.
Did you DM her? Kyle, come on.
What did she say?
My wife just texted me and said, you matter to someone. I hate you both. I hate you guys so much.
I'm so happy right now.
Oh, my God.
You know the joy you got from pranking me? This is 10 times better.
Oh, you guys matter to no one. You know what? We put you two 6 feet under, and your tombstones, I'm going to put you matter to no one.
Get that trademark, too. We'll do a bundle package with you matter with someone. I'm going to make a Target-sized sign that says you matter to someone, Austin Huff. See how much that flies off the shelves.
I hate you guys.
In fact, if you're listening to our podcast,
no,
please... go to your Instagram.
No!
And feel free to just post you matter to someone and tag at US99 Mornings at Austin Huff. You are also welcome to tag us on Twitter at US99 Mornings.
If you do that, won't matter to anyone. You won't matter to me anymore. That's for sure.
Look, just spread the kind word.
I hate you guys so much. I can't believe you got my wife involved.
First of all... me and Mare are now best friends because all I said was...
She doesn't even listen to this podcast.
Can you text your husband and say you matter to someone without any context? And naturally, I was expecting her to be like, okay, but why or anything. She just goes, yes. Now? ? And I just said yes. Oh, Mare's the best, dude.
You guys are the worst, so how would you know what the best is?
So when's the next time you're going to give us
never
an inspirational
again.
Message?
I am never once being serious the rest of my life.
What if I'm having a down Thursday?
Then good.
I don't know. It's a little cold.
I'm gonna pile on top of it and make
it even
worse.
It was like 70 degrees earlier in the week. You want it to be 7 degrees again. It's just not. It's just,
you know what I need right now? I need an inspirational message.
I hate both of you guys.
Hey, calm it down over there, Abraham Lincoln. I got the words for her. Hey, Mel?
Yeah.
You?
Yeah.
Matter?
Yeah.
Shut up.
To?
Shut up.
Someone.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Kyle. No,
you don't matter to anyone, Mel.
God.
Mel, you're going to die alone, and Kyle,
I really
so will you.
That.
I know. Is there anything you want to say to me? Like, I'm having kind of a weird day.
Yes,
it's been a weird week. I've had some dental issues.
Oh,
I just need some
Kyle. Hey, Kyle.
Yeah, Mel?
You.
Yeah?
Matter.
What?
To someone.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. You matter.
I didn't think I'd ever cry on this podcast.
I want you guys to cry.
I just don't know what I'm going to do in 24 hours when that message is gone off Instagram, you know?
Just check your IG reels, you idiots.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. That's why we do it. It's
eternal.
Yeah,
we can go right back to it again.
Whenever I'm having a down day.
Right.
But, like, what if, like, hypothetically, somebody was watching old videos, got a little emotional, and then posted, I don't know, like, a whole reel of it that made it look like he passed away.
I know. I mean, It was a little dark.
It wasn't dark. It was very uplifting.
It was a little dark, to be honest with you.
No, the best part about it was the week you were moving. So it just, either you were dying, you were leaving Chicago, there was something going on, and you were like, no, I just really like this video. Okay.
OMG, I'm not crying, you're crying.
Is this on Mel's?
Someone said, grateful is good for your soul. Heart emoji. You da man.
You
love
da man.
This. Great video.
Oh. Out of context, it is so funny. No one's going
to... Promoted on @bright.chicago. Those were the comments that I got on that video.
Aw, that's nice.
Congrats, man.
That's really nice.
And awesome. You two are the only idiots that gave me a hard time for that video. The only ones. Hate you both.
Hey, man, you matter to someone, though. Okay. Clearly God in those comments.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.